This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. The pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Three events of the day. I want to start off with a quick rundown of all that the president and his administration have done with just one official working day under our belts. I don't know about everyone else, but I think it's been a pretty impressive first and second full days here. President Trump's meeting yesterday with top business and union leaders, including frontline union workers, went very well, and I think was a signal to every American worker that jobs and the economy are truly the president's top priority. A few of the participants noted afterwards in each one of these groups that we meet with that this was the first time, in some cases ever, that they've been reached out to. In almost every case, the first time they were invited into the Oval Office. And I really think that when you look at the...
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. Second day. Second full day, and he's already making America great again. Second day on the job, okay? Four, if you count the weekend. He is getting stuff done. He's kicking ass. He's taking names. Today, five new executive orders. Keystone Pipeline, green-lighted. Dakota Pipeline, green-lighted. Approval process for building a pipeline, streamlined. Approval process for manufacturing the pipes to build a pipeline, streamlined. Department of Commerce given 6-month deadline for creating a plan to incentivize the use of American steel in the construction of pipelines. Jobs, cheaper energy, jobs, economic growth, and more jobs. It's funny how leftists always call themselves progressives, but always hold up progress. Make America great again. Getting stuff done. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. If you got any calls, feel free. Absolutely. Give me a call. One thing happened yesterday that was really amazing. Because if you think about this, labor unions have always been... You know, one of the things that, you know, Democrats could always count on was the rank and file members of labor unions always voting in lockstep with Democrats, like black people have, there's been certain groups, right? Now, this time, clearly that changed. Of course, black people are still, voting against their own self-interest, i.e. they're voting for the master, for the Democrat plantation. However, the rank and file union members have escaped the plantation. Here's what's amazing. Yesterday, Donald Trump, and Sean Spicer just mentioned this, Donald Trump met with union leaders at the White House. Now, these were, all the big-time labor unions and the labor leaders, including one Richard Trumka. If you recall, Richard Trumka, he's the head of the AFL-CIO, one of the largest labor unions. And he is big, big, big buddy with Barack Obama. In fact, he pretty much lived at the White House. Okay, he was in there all the time. Now, and we kind of noted this. I remember being in Cleveland. I was in Cleveland at the convention, and I remember talking to some of the rank and file union members in Cleveland at the time who were telling me specifically that the union members, the rank and file union members, I'm not talking about management, but the rank and file union members were going to vote for Donald Trump. In fact, they supported Donald Trump. Why? Because of his stance on labor unions, okay? So, I want to just play this for you real quick. This is yesterday. After the union leaders, labor union leaders, were departing the White House, they made a statement. Now listen. I want you to listen to this. Very.
When the president laid out his plans about how he's going to handle trade, how he's going to invest in our infrastructure, and how he's going to level the playing field for construction workers and all Americans across this country, and then took the time to take everyone into the Oval Office and show them the seat of power in the world. The respect that the President of the United States just showed us, and when he shows it to us, he shows it to 3 million of our members in the United States, was nothing short of incredible. And we will work with him and his administration to help him implement his plans on infrastructure, trade, and energy policy so that we really do put America back to work in the middle-class jobs that our members and all Americans are demanding. Thank you very much.
That was so significant. You never saw labor union leaders do that under the Obama administration. I know that, look, I know that there are certain things that were considered always untouchable for the Democrat Party. Of course, the black vote. You know, they're always going to get the black vote. And for the last few election cycles, at least since you go back to 1988, since 1988, really, you have had the vast majority, because it was always the blue-collar union workers that would vote Democrat, right? It was at certain groups. And I think this was based historically on the fact that you had FDR as president. And so there was a certain affinity towards the Democrat Party because of FDR. So you had, of course, blacks that voted for the Democrat Party. You had, again, labor unions, rank and file labor union members, i.e. blue-collar workers. You had, of course, the Jewish vote. Always went with the Democrat Party. My point is that you're now starting to see this breakaway. The orthodox of the Democrat Party, and I would say the Republican Party, is now changing. One of the things that Donald Trump has done was change that, really change the landscape, so that it's a completely new landscape out there. And I think this is significant, because you saw a break now, and now you have labor union leaders actually saying, well, we're going to work with this president. Think about that for a minute. Democrat Party is in a disarray. They don't have these traditions. Their traditional base is gone. In fact, they've joined the Trump Party. Because Trump, of course, is not really an ideological person. He's not a member of the Republican Party, even though he's got an R next to his name. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. I want to give out the number. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Give me a call. All right. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka praised Donald Trump and his decision to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership once and for all yesterday, with an executive order officially killing the Pacific Rim trade deal. You see, if Barack Obama, you know, for all the talk, I've always loved this. Because you hear this, we've heard this so much about how smart Obama was, right? Reminds me of how everybody said that, Fredo was so smart. I'm talking, of course, I'm referring to Fredo Bush. Remember, Fredo was supposed to be the smart brother, right? Turned out to be the dummy. So I would argue that Obama's a big dummy. And here's why. Here's why he's a big dummy. Because everybody always talked about how, oh my God, he's the most intelligent president we've ever had. He's by far the smartest president we've ever had. Really? If he was so smart, why did he get everything done with executive order? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because he couldn't have gotten anything done. His one big signature piece of legislation, his one big deal, or as Joe Biden said, this is a big effing deal. His one big deal was what? Obamacare. Obamacare is about to be replaced, and even if it wasn't, it's on a death spiral. It's on life support right now because of the fact that, of course, you've got insurance companies pulling out, doctors pulling out. The pool is filled with old, sick people. There's not enough young people in the pool. It's a Ponzi scheme, basically. What happens in a Ponzi scheme? Okay, you run out of the investors to pay the older investors, and it crumbles. And that's what's going to happen. Anyway, Barack Obama was so smart, he would have tried to work legislatively with people, but he didn't. In fact, his signature piece of legislation was what? Obamacare, and it was voted by how many Republicans voted for Obamacare? Oh, that's right, zero. Zero voted for it. Zero. So, everything Obama did, everything he did, was by executive orders. Because he thought he was so smart. He thought he was so smart. And he, you remember, I have a pen and a phone. Okay. So, your legacy is being what? A dummy. Because guess what? In very short order, it'll be like he was never there. Because all this stuff is going to go away. It's going to go away by executive order. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Case in point, the TPP, done. It's done. Even though we weren't in it, but remember, President Obama was big time into TPP. Think for a moment, the people today that are moaning about TPP are the Democrats, i.e. Barack Obama, and John McCain, Lindsey Graham. What do these people all have in common? They're all globalists, okay? Globalists are pissed off that globalism is dying. Even though they always say, well, you know, you can't stop globalism. You can't stop it. The train's already left the station. Yeah, you can. You blow up the tracks. And train ain't going anywhere. So I want to go back to Richard Trumka. Because now Richard Trumka, as the leader of the largest labor union, And also, I want to make one more quick point. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Think about this for a minute. All this grousing and bitching and just moaning about the Donald Trump that we've seen, and of course the media feeding this narrative that everyone is against Donald Trump. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy. I think that what's going to happen here is Donald Trump is making these substantive deals now, because that's what he does. He's a baller. He's a dealer. He makes deals. And what's going to happen here is in very short order here, you're going to see the economy taking off. In fact, his approval rating is already up to 57%, I just saw today, in Rasmussen, latest Rasmussen poll, 57% approval rating for the Donald, the Prez. I think that's going to go higher. It's going to go sky high. And you've got these Democrat strongholds, i.e., for instance, labor unions, a good example, that are going to fall by the wayside. And you're going to see more and more of these traditional Democrat blocs within their base, i.e. like labor unions that are going to fall by the wayside, or they're going to go and support what Donald Trump is doing. Because again, he is not your typical Republican. There is no look, the typical Republican, look, for instance, if you had seen Fredo Bush, God forbid, become the nominee or the president, another Bush, or if you had seen Clinton become the president, they would have gone for TPP, no question. Regardless of what Hillary Clinton said, remember, she said it was the gold standard. And then when Bernie Sanders was against it and Donald Trump was against it, and she saw how that was polling, she decided, oh, well, I better get on board. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. Live by the pen and the phone. Die by the pen and the phone. So, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka praised President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership once and for all on Monday, with an executive order officially killing the Pacific Rim trade deal. Trumka also praised the decision by President Trump to reopen negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. The deal from the 1990s, a deal that saw millions of U.S. jobs leave the country for Mexico and Canada, and the labor union leader praised President Trump's harsh words on Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical industry, when Trump said of that industry that they're politically protected, but not anymore, in an interview with the Washington Post. Trumka said in his Monday statement, last year a powerful coalition of labor, environmental, consumer, public health, and allied groups came together to stop the TPP. And let me add this before I go on. In the past, a Republican candidate, a Republican president would never have gone against TPP. Never. Because they're owned by the Chamber of Congress and all, Commerce, I'm sorry, not the Chamber of Converse. That would be Dr. J. The Chamber of Commerce. Okay? They're owned by these people. So the fact that he's broken away from that is really stunning, and it is telling, and I think that, again, we've talked about so long, we've heard about people, being trying to get things done in Washington. Now, nobody gets anything done in Washington. People want us to work together. They don't care if you work together. They just want to get stuff done. Okay? They want jobs. That's all that people care about, the bottom line. They don't care. See, for far too long, Democrat Party has been so concerned with identity politics and identity issues and all this other crap. Again, I have said so many times, I can't, it bears repeating. I don't care how you achieve an orgasm. I don't care what bathroom you use. Nobody cares. You see, what they've tried to do, women's rights, gay rights. Look, women, gays, everybody in this country has the same rights. More than any other country in the world. So stop. 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 Enough. See, people are sick of it. That's why Donald Trump won. People are sick of being told how that they're not politically correct. I want to go back to this statement from Richard Trumka, though. This is important here. Today's announcement that the U.S. is withdrawing from TPP and seeking a reopening of NAFTA is an important first step toward a trade policy that works for working people. Those are the people that voted for Donald Trump, those working people. Those are the people that turned away from the Democrat Party. En masse, they did. While these are necessary actions, they aren't enough. They are just the first in a series of necessary policy changes required to build a fair and just global economy. We will continue our relentless campaign to create new trade and economic rules that end special privileges for foreign investors and big pharma, protect our planet's precious natural resources, and ensure fair play, safe conditions, and a voice in the workplace for all workers. It sounds like something from Donald Trump's website. While labor unions, politically motivated leaders by and large supported Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton in the 2016 presidential election, it is no surprise that President Trump won over many of the workers throughout the union structure. In fact, we now know that Trump's populist appeal to American workers in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio were critical to his landslide Electoral College victory, where, of course, he stunned the bi-coastal political, financial, and cultural elites in places like New York City, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. Los Angeles. And here is the key here. See, the media and the political class have struggled, and they still continue to struggle, to understand. And they're still refusing to make course corrections after this, to them, stunning defeat. Think about it. Trump has now met with labor leaders, industry leaders, and he's bringing them together on issues like trade, fighting corruption, and building an entirely new political coalition. While the Democrat Party debates how far to the extreme left to veer with the race of the DNC committee chairmanship coming down to two extreme progressives, Representative Keith Ellison and former Labor Secretary Tom Perez, both of whom oppose good trade deals and immigration controls that Trump and his new coalition support. Trump is building a new coalition. He's building the Trump coalition. And remember this, what I said. And I said this probably about close to a couple years ago. Now, I look back on it. I said that the Obama coalition dies with Obama. And that's why Hillary Clinton didn't win. In fact, look at what's happened to the Democrat Party. They literally are a regional, bi-coastal city party. And if you recall what I said, again, I said before the election, a few days before the election, I said, we'll find out if the hidden voter, the secret voter, whatever you want to call him, comes out. Turns out that the hidden voter, the secret voter, were hanging out over there on the Democrat side. And we saw this because Donald Trump broke through that the quote-unquote blue wall. Smashed it, broke it down. So now I think you're going to see when the economy starts taking off, which I'm fairly certain is going to happen, and I think it's going to happen very quickly, the Democrats are going to be left without their traditional voter class. They've lost already. If you think about it, they've lost a large part of their base. Where the base of the Republican Party lost their base, but they went to Trump. And in fact, some of the base of the Democrat Party went with Trump, evidenced by the fact that now you've got labor unions backing Trump now. You would never have seen that before. It's never happened before. I mean, just think about that. This is a huge deal. It's big league. Think about it. How do they get those people back? I suspect that they won't for a good long time. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. We are joined now by Talk Media News. Hello?
Edward, Tim. Tim Meyer.
Tim, how are you? It's Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. Tim, how are you, buddy?
I am. I'm doing great. I'm still recovering from the long weekend and the great dinner we had out in Washington, D.C., as well as just an unbelievable 2 days of a massive crowd, I would say.
You know, it really is amazing. In fact, I was just talking about this, the fact that really the last 2 days, you know, Donald Trump has really sent out a signal here that
Does he ever sleep, Edward? I mean, look at what he's done. You and I can debate a few of these issues, but the guy has pretty much stood by what he said he was going to do. And he's starting to do it from the first 24 hours, the executive orders. He basically, you know, the things that scare me is China, really, when he's really playing a chess game with China. And China just came back. And as you know, he told them, like, no longer are you going to take territorial these islands. You're not going to be doing any of this stuff in those international waters. It's ending. And China says, we'll do what we want to do. So I would be watching that very closely in the coming weeks to see where that heads and whether we're going to send any naval ships out there or not. So to the ones that we already have out there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. In fact, if you think about it, there's this geopolitical now a shift, right? It appears to me that Donald Trump is probably more aligned with possibly Russia, looking to become not partnering with Russia per se, but at least détente, right? And
right,
he's
right.
Yeah, and
you see that even in the press conferences, the White House briefings where they're calling on, the Russian publications and so forth. And they're very happy with Donald Trump. But I would say it's a changing world. I mean, we have potential issues with Israel right now and the Palestinians with the embassy move, in China. We don't know what's developing in Russia. And one of the things I find amusing is that if you look at the left-wing press, MSNBC and so forth, and even the Washington Post to some extent, they all go after this Trump believes vote claims, illegal votes. I mean, I think Donald Trump just throws that out. Go chase that for a while, and then don't report the real news that's really happening, all the executive orders, and start looking at what's happening in that aspect. And I think that's one of the things he does. He just does that, and that the press just goes follows that, and they spend so much time on something that means who cares what he believes on, you know, the numbers or anything like that. I don't think the average person cares about that at all, Edward.
No, the average person doesn't care, and I don't think Trump cares, and I don't think the Trump administration cares, and I think you're right. I think they're just kind of like, check out this shiny little ball over here, and meanwhile, they're really getting stuff done. I thought, you know what was really, to me, one of the most amazing things was the fact that you had the labor union leaders yesterday meeting at the White House, and Richard Trumka coming out. I mean, of all people, Richard Trumka, you know, the head of the AFL-CIO, the largest labor union. The fact that he came out and he's basically supporting Trump. I mean, this is a guy who was, I think he broke the record for a number of times meeting with Obama in the White House. I mean, he pretty much had his own bedroom there, right?
Well, I thought initially he was going to break the record for the most executive orders signed in one day. You know, I mean, it's funny that people are complaining about the executive orders, but, you know, our last president did that consistently, and for various reasons, he just couldn't get anything done, in a divided Congress. But, Trump is doing exactly what, you know, he told people he was going to do. Now, I'm against it. You know, personally, I think it's a mistake. That were what's happening in, you know, in the Dakotas and what he did with the executive order there, because I really think that's a temporary job solution and it's not a permanent job solution. I just believe the permanent job solution is an alternative energy. And I'm concerned that Trump is not going to spend much effort in that aspect, because it's the pipeline will be a temporary fix for jobs. I think they're talking about 1,000 jobs in that area. I'd like to get your thoughts on what you think in that terms of, you know, is that a permanent solution, Edward? Or I look more towards of a long-term range solution, and I would like to see the United States be the number one country that pursues alternative energy, so we're not so reliant on, you know, foreign oil and so forth.
Well, I agree with you, but here's the thing. Look, the reality is that gas, natural gas, as well as petroleum and coal, are the cheapest sources of energy and the best sources of energy that we have now. Look, I'm all about alternative sources of energy if they are economically viable. I think probably the best source of energy that we could possibly develop would be nuclear energy. You know that the left will basically freak out if we start talking about the nuclear energy.
Right, that's true. But hey, let's talk about, I know we're running out of time soon, but I want to talk about what's happening next week. It looks at, you know, we have the right for life protest that's going to be in Washington coming on this weekend. But he is going to appoint, it looks like from all of our sources here at Talk Media News, that's going to be Neil Gorsuch. He's a Colorado judge, conservative, is quite respected for his expertise in the law, writes unbelievable opinions, and he's fits into that aspect of what the Paul Ryans and so forth want as a judge. And he's been in, he's been upholding religious liberty rights and legal battles over Obamacare. And this is the judge that I believe is going to be announced next week. And Trump said he's going to make the announcement next week. And from our sources, this is the judge that's going to replace, one of the best constitutional judges in the Supreme Court has ever had. He's 49 years old out of Colorado. And expect to see his name, and you'll be reading quite a bit about him in the probably coming days.
Right, and I'm hearing that he is very much in the mold of Scalia in the sense that he's a traditional constitutionalist, and he is in that mold from what I'm hearing. I mean, from what I know about him. So
well, you know, he was a former clerk for Justin Byron White. He also served in the Bush administration. justice for him, I believe. And you know, I think, you know, he's well-respected with strong academic credentials. I think the left is going to have a hard time not approving this guy, even though this potentially means that Roe v. Wade and partial birth abortions is really going to be on the table. So it'd be interesting. But, you know, I've always said this, that when you get a justice in that gets to the Supreme Court, sometimes you just don't know which way they're going to go. And we've seen that happen through years and years. So,
oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. No, that's absolutely true. Yeah, you're right. Because sometimes, you know, they could be the most liberal judge, federal judge, and they get to the court and they become conservative, and the opposite has happened as well.
Right. So, I mean, it's going to be a quite interesting time, I think, in next week. And we've had, you know, the confirmation hearings today were getting a little testy. I think most of them are going to go through. It looks like, you know, Ben Carson is going to sail right through for HUD. And the critics came out on him saying, you know, he doesn't have HUD experience. But, you know, most of those positions for prior cabinet posts are HUD. They didn't have, you know, housing experience. They were governors, Congress, and so forth. But in that case, he is going to go through.
I got to run, Tim. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. Do not touch that dial. I mean it.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.